This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have massive problems. I can't even describe for you how bad things are going to be this year for them in 2020. We're just getting started, and the president, on top of everything else that the Democrats are going to be facing, has now dropped a bomb on a terrorist, and it's forcing Democrats' hands. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats have admitted Soleimani, whatever his general is, Qasem, needed to be killed. They say he needed to be killed. Every one of them. Oh, we will not lose any sleep over the death of Soleimani. Okay, great. Then please explain to me how Barack Obama gave him billions of dollars. Gave a rogue regime billions of dollars. Did you only see Soleimani as a threat during the Trump administration? Or was he the same guy? Because here's the deal, folks. He's been leading this whole thing for decades. Iranians celebrated in the streets. Iraqis celebrated in the streets. Syrians celebrated in the streets. I meant to say Iraqis, not Iranians. They probably did too, though. When they learned that Soleimani had been killed, Barack Obama dropped $1.8 billion in the dead of night to the Iranian regime, gave him another $100 to $150 million, knowing that this man was responsible for killing at least 600 servicemen, trying to kill diplomats on American soil. He was responsible for the attack on the embassy in Iraq and responsible for the attack on the embassy in Benghazi. They know this for a fact. And they gave him billions of dollars. Democrats, you got massive problems coming up, baby, in 2020, the year of vision. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Remember when we were so hell-bent on going after Obama? We had plenty of reasons to. He's a lunatic, a political lunatic, quite frankly, ran America like a terrorist. If you wanted to destroy a country, he gave you the blueprint. Let's destroy the healthcare system. Let's rip it off. Let's make people think they have insurance. Let me tell you something. I have used my insurance for the first time in years. First time. You want to know why? I'm not afraid. I know what it costs me. First time in years. Melissa had an operation. $108,000. Couldn't use it under the Obamacare stuff. Finally got insurance we could use. You get what I'm saying? So here's Barack Obama creating all kinds. He's wreaking havoc on the economy. He lost over 5 million. I want you to just remember the first couple years of this guy's presidency. Unemployment through the roof. Borrowing money. Spending it like a crazy man. Still pushing through a healthcare thing that you can't even get the website to work. Most people afraid to go to the doctor. The people who could take advantage of it were just milking it, getting their subsidy, and that was it. And meanwhile, what else was he doing? Freeing Gitmo terrorists, putting them back into fighting, essentially fighting against American troops. He was demoralizing the military by cutting their budget and making them gay, LGBT. He was more concerned with doing things for gay marriage, uprooting Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military, and a host of other pro-LGBT crap that they don't even need because you know what? They're citizens of the world and should be respected. That's what he was so busy doing. And we had Fast and Furious. We had them targeting conservatives through the IRS and Lois Lerner. We had them running guns. Well, that's Fast and Furious, running guns into Mexico. We had them killing veterans on waiting list. We had them not protecting our embassy in Benghazi, and I could go on. And he says we didn't have any issues in our presidency. I didn't have any scandals or anything. Then at the very end of his presidency, what did he do? He tried to keep us. He interfered in a U.S. election, the very thing they accused the Russians of doing. He did. He did. And we were constantly going after him for the right reasons. We taught him a lesson in 2010. He re-upped in 2012, telling the Russians, I'll have freedom to do whatever the heck I want. That come up in a Russia investigation? Nope. Then he tries the coup. Well, it wasn't a coup yet, but he tried to get rid of Trump. Then his people still tried the coup. The insurance policy. And they continue it to this day. In contrast, the Democrats now chase Donald Trump. And let me just give you kind of the rundown. So Donald Trump bombs a terrorist. And they go, well, he was right to bomb the terrorist, but he should have let us know. And then one guy goes, well, he didn't have a strategy. Buttigieg goes, it's one thing he bombed him, but he just needed a strategy. We played this clip yesterday, but let's play it again just so you understand. Buttigieg wants to know, what's Trump's strategy? Because I'm going to explain it.
Now, no one ought to shed a tear for General Qasem Soleimani, who was behind attacks and destabilizing efforts across the region. If there is one thing we have learned in our modern times about U.S. involvement abroad, it's that when you don't have a plan or know what you're doing, when you act when there could have been another way, taking out a bad guy is not necessarily a good idea.
That may be the dumbest, the dumbest statement made by a politician in a long time. So we had a chance to take him out, but we shouldn't have taken him out because Donald Trump doesn't have a plan. Now, I alluded the other day, I said I want to talk about Donald Trump's plan because Donald Trump had an amazing plan. Amazing plan for taking out the Iranians. You couldn't make it more clear what Donald Trump was going to do. Because let me just tell you what Donald Trump said he would do when he was running for president. He said, I will get us out of this stupid Iran deal. This Iran nuclear deal. And everybody around the world, why would he do this? This is awful. Why is he going to do this? And Donald Trump said, because it benefits nobody. We're not going to do it. We will get out of it. And that was the beginning of his plan. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about a masterful plan? Boy, Buttigieg, he better hope he's not the candidate because Donald Trump will eat his lunch on what the plan was. You could not orchestrate a better plan for attacking Iran than Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump started his war on the Iranians from the moment he took office, when he canceled the Iranian nuclear deal. He put the world on notice that we would not be signing up to a deal that was not going to hold their feet to the fire and a host of other things. And what it did more than anything was it started the spiral in the currency of the Iranians that essentially began the downfall of the regime. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And we documented this, but I'm going to go backwards, because here's what Bloomberg said in July of 2019. And it was an article called, "Don't Look Now, Donald Trump, Iran's currency is soaring." And here's what they wrote. "But the truth is, the rial is soaring on the country's parallel market, gaining 8% against the dollar this week alone, to extend its advance since May to 30%. That's according to bondbast.com, a local website that monitors currency. The appreciation is borne out by a Bloomberg survey of street traders in Iran. U.S. President Trump's administration has been toughening up sanctions on the Islamic Republic, all but preventing it from exporting oil, the lifeblood of its economy. Trump, who regularly touts success of those penalties, tightened them further last month after Tehran shot down an American drone near the Persian Gulf. Iran's currency is under siege thanks to us, he told a cabinet member in July. Now, again, that was late in September of 2019. I believe it was, it was July 2019. Now, here's what CNBC reported in August of 2019. Iran is moving to dramatically devalue its currency amidst climbing inflation for the countries gripped by punitive U.S. sanctions. Iran President Hassan Rouhani sent a bill to Parliament Wednesday that would slash four zeros from the rial, which has reportedly lost some 60% of its value since President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in May of last year. Already in April of 2018, the rial was at its lowest rate against the dollar in 35 years. So, in July, just to recap, you had Bloomberg saying, ha, 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 Donald Trump, the rial is gaining steam against you again. And in August of 2019, they report Iran's going to shave zeros off its currency because it's lost 60% of its value. They said the government move would essentially create a new currency, rather, called the Toman, whose name was last officially used in 1930 and is currently used to mean 10 rial. Iranians already use the term when expressing the amounts of cash in 10 rial denominations. They've not released details, blah, 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 blah. But here's what they said. When the Iranian nuclear deal was signed in 2015, $1 bought 32,000 rials. On Wednesday, that figure was 116,500 rial. So, Donald Trump had already done the first thing you would do if you want to go to battle with somebody economically, which is, he said, and it was a simple move. We're pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal, period. And we're going to reimpose the sanctions that Barack Obama took away. That was it. That started this whole cycle. Now, here's Reuters in 2018, May 9th. The Iranian rial plunged to record lows against the U.S. dollar in the free market on Wednesday after President Trump decided to withdraw from the Tehran nuclear program, fueling fears of an economic crisis in Iran. The dollar was being offered for as much as 75,000 rial compared to 65,000 just before. So, as I said, it was trading at 35,000, went to 65,000, then 75,000, got as high as 116,000. We documented this. I was with the Iranians in Paris, and we were talking about how Donald Trump had destabilized that country. They go on to say the currency has been sliding for months because of a weak economy, financial difficulties at local banks, and heavy demands for dollars among Iranians who feared a pullout by Washington from the nuclear deal and renewed U.S. sanctions. So let me put this a different way. Barack Obama had fueled the Iranian economy by giving them this nuclear deal, then shipping them $1.8 billion in the middle of the night and releasing $100 to $150 billion that we would not let them have. That was what was going on. That's how sick the leadership was before Donald Trump. Now, I don't need to give you any more numbers. I just want you to understand what was being reported. September of 2018, here's what the independent UK wrote. Somewhat ironically, this is perhaps the only issue on which Trump and Rouhani can find themselves in agreement. Trump, seconded by National Security Advisor John Bolton, has been more than happy to take full credit for the chaos in Iran, implying that his sanctions have left the Islamic Republic with little breathing space. but some beg to differ, not least Rouhani's own central banker, the newly appointed, and they give his name, Nasser Hemadi, speaking at a conference on September 1st when he went on record as saying the real reason behind the rapid depreciation of the rial is the untethered growth of Iran's money supply. Now, this is the UK who's trying to continue to do business in Iran, making up excuses for why the currency was devaluing and saying, no, it wasn't Donald Trump. No, of course, it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Understand, when Barack Obama was in office, Iran was feasting. No sanctions, billions of dollars in the bank, still exporting terror. Donald Trump comes in, kills the Iran nuclear deal, then starts, renews the sanctions, makes them even tougher when they shot down the drone. And then what's he finally do? Which is what's going to impact the rial at some point. And we looked, and it doesn't look like right now there was much movement, but you're going to see huge movement on the rial. You're seeing they're getting rid of the zeros and using the toman as their new currency. Donald Trump has put this economy of Iran in free fall. And when he killed, Hassan, I forget his name, last name, but anyway, when he killed this guy, he effectively said, I dare you, start a war. You got no money, you have no allies, go ahead, start a war. You have people inside of your country who are waiting to jump you. They're waiting to take over. They're waiting for this turmoil. They've been waiting for the United States to finally jump in the game. Of anywhere else on the planet, you can get more insider information about Iran on the Kevin Jackson Show than you can anywhere else. I have been with these people for years. Paris twice. I was supposed to go to Albania to film this last year and couldn't make it due to surgeries. But anyway, you're getting the scoop. And what I'm telling you is, The Iranians are afraid, and they better be. We got more to talk about. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is undermining peace efforts in war-torn Afghanistan.
Iran has refused to join the regional and international consensus for peace and is, in fact, today, actively working to undermine the peace process.
Pompeo, talking with reporters at the State Department, also says that General Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. Senate Republican leaders are preparing to move forward on a set of impeachment trial rules. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is on the verge of having sufficient backing in his 53-member caucus to pass a blueprint for a trial that leaves the questions of seeking witnesses and documents until opening arguments are made. That trial would mirror former President Bill Clinton's trial, which is something that Senator McConnell has said he hopes to do. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, no one ought to shed a tear for General Qassem Soleimani, who is behind attacks and destabilizing efforts across the region. If there is one thing we have learned in our modern times about U.S. involvement abroad, it's that when you don't have a plan or know what you're doing, when you act when there could have been another way, taking out a bad guy is not necessarily a good idea.
Possibly the dumbest political comment somebody could make. Well, it's not a good thing to take out a bad guy unless you have a strategy. What? Like the strategy Barack Obama had? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The strategy of Barack Obama that had essentially put rocket fuel into the Iranian economy. As Donald Trump said, we played the clip the other day on the program. He said the Iranian economy was, they were going to go broke. They had spent too much money on their military. People were starving. Inflation was through the roof. They were fighting too, they spread terror way too thin. And they were going to crowbar. And then you know what happened? The president of the United States, Barack Obama, Insane Obama, decided to fuel their economy. Do you think this was by accident? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Look, you can say what you want about Obama. You can think what you want about him. There is nothing inside of me that doesn't believe Barack Obama knew exactly what he was doing, that he was fueling the Islamic Republic, that he was empowering terrorism, and he knew that these guys were loving his presidency. And if he didn't do it on purpose, I hope he did it on purpose, because I hope he's not that stupid. Our embassy is attacked. A very different outcome with a white Republican president in charge. And Buttigieg, who made the most stupid comment on the planet, Donald Trump doesn't have a strategy. You know what? Listen, we shouldn't lose any sleep that a bad guy was killed, but you need a strategy. Well, how about the strategy of decimating the Iranian economy? Essentially, taking the money out of their fight. Decimating their economy. Because I can tell you, I went in the previous segment, I told you from the moment Donald Trump came into office and he got us out of the accord, the Iranian nuclear agreement, which he called the most stupid agreement we could have ever signed. The moment we got out of that, the Iranian currency dipped, and I'm not talking a little bit, I'm talking significantly. 35,000 to the dollar, to 116,000 to the dollar. Anybody want to do the math on that? That is significant, folks. And even if you just look at, well, it's settled at 60% devaluation. It's settled at 60% devaluation. That's huge. That's not what it did in the time of Obama. So fortunate to have a white Republican president. Oh, I know that angers a lot of people. Oh, it's a racist remark. I don't care what you call it. See, let me explain. A white Republican president has no excuses. I don't care about it from a racism race perspective. I just care about it from an accountability perspective. Barack Obama was given a pass with everything he... Oh, Barack Obama, he's a shame, Barack Obama. They were ready. Everything this guy did, they gave him the Negro card. Play the Negro card, Barack. Play the...
Well, you know, you see, with Iran, the way we were trying to do things, and it wasn't really in the dark of night. And the reason why we didn't go through the banks was, well, you know, We cut them off from the banks.
Well, you're president. You can just say, hey, look, for this transaction, we're going to allow banking to go through, blah, blah, blah. But you didn't. You shipped the money in the dark of night in multiple currencies. So they didn't just have to deal with the United States. Here's what's so sad about that. He didn't even prop up the dollar. He could have just said, I'm going to give you $1.8 billion in dollars. No, he gave them in euros and all other kinds of currency because that would prop up other people's currency. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about the feckless leadership of Barack Obama and the stellar leadership of President Trump, who has a strategy. It's funny to hear Buttigieg go, well, you shouldn't attack people if you don't have a strategy. Let me tell you what Obama's strategy was. Give them money, pray that they build their nuclear program. I don't know what he's thinking. What kind of strategy is that? Give them the money so they can continue to export terror and build a nuclear program. And as Donald Trump said, so everybody would enter the arms race in the Middle East. Why? To protect themselves from Iran. So ultimately, Donald Trump backed the Iranians into a corner, forced them to make, said, okay, you know what? Your currency's for crap. You've been spending a lot of money on military, and you're not getting anywhere with it. What are you going to do? So then they decide, well, you know what? We're going to attack the U.S.'s embassy. I say this, when Donald Trump blew up, Rolamani, anyway, whatever his name is, when he blew this Iranian general up, Qassam, he was saying to the North Koreans, see what can happen to you? He was saying to the Russians, see what can happen to you? To the Chinese, to anybody, look, we will take so much, and then we're going to go to war. But before we go to war, we're going to make sure you're not war ready. See, that, my friends, is a strategy. President Trump struck because of an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. People on the left wanted to compare this to Benghazi, but good luck with that. Because see the difference? Donald Trump made sure our people were protected. And after the fact, he went after the bad guy and he killed him. He didn't wait weeks. He didn't blame it on a videographer in California. He said, I'll show you the difference between leadership and a pansy, a chump. From a progressive veterans group, I'm reading this, to people in media like Joy Reid and CNN, it seemed as though they were hoping things would turn out bad for the Americans if it meant it might hurt President Trump. You should have seen the media. I didn't watch any of it, but I got clips. It was amazing to hear these leftists essentially extolling the virtues of God, what is this stupid guy's name? I keep forgetting his name. I'll get it back here in a second. But the Iranian general extolling his virtues. Oh my gosh. He was amazing. He was an unbelievable guy. Unbelievable. It became almost, I don't want to say laughable, but it became, how would you put it? I don't, because it isn't laughable. That's not the right word. Something. Somethingable. Oh, my gosh. How do the Democrats sleep with themselves when this happens. I don't get it. How do they make themselves feel good about this? They care more about people killing Americans than they do about the American citizens. This guy continues in his article. He says, but in bringing up the subject, they basically admitted that Benghazi wasn't scandal-free, that many on the left have tried to portray it for years. When we think about Benghazi and the scandal around it, we naturally think of Obama and Hillary Clinton and the lies about the video, among other lies. But there's another person who was involved that we may forget, who told a huge whopper and even got out a little on it. Got called out on it, he says. And now the folks on the left are talking about Benghazi. We think it only appropriate to remind them about it. During the vice presidential debate on October 11th of 2012, a month after the Benghazi attack, Biden claimed the Obama administration wasn't aware of requests for more security in Libya.
We weren't told they wanted more security. We did not know they wanted more security there,
Biden claimed. That, of course, has been completely contradicted by the State Department. But it's actually worse for Biden because he was interviewed by Ducey, Peter Ducey, I think, you know, the younger Ducey on Fox. And Biden actually lied about what he was wanting to do with bin Laden and all that. So here's a quick clip because we got to cut to a break.
If you were ever handed a piece of intelligence that said you can stop an imminent attack on Americans, but you have to use an airstrike to take out a terror leader, would you pull the trigger?
Well, we did. The guy's name was Osama bin Laden.
And didn't you tell President Obama not to go after bin Laden?
I didn't.
The president, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff, and he said, I have to make a decision. What is your opinion? Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go.
Let me ask you this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Simple question. Who do you want controlling foreign policy? Somebody who tells you, I will bomb the crap out of them if they mess with the U.S. citizens or our military? Choice words. I will bomb the crap out of them. Or somebody who goes, well, I said that I wanted to go after bin Laden, but then I said, no, I didn't, and I'm not really sure, or whatever. Who would you trust? Because I think I know the answer, and I think Americans are going to vote
this
the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're talking strategy, folks. We're talking what would you do if you were going to go after Iran? Because Pete Buttigieg, who wants to be president of the United States, who has no foreign policy experience whatsoever, he's a little town mayor who can't even run a little town correctly. His claim to fame, Pete Buttigieg, is he's gay. That's his claim to fame. I don't care that he's gay. I want to know he's got credentials. What have you really done, Pete, besides the crap you put on your resume?
Donald Trump, you shouldn't go around killing people, even though they're bad guys. And nobody's going to lose any sleep over the fact that Soleimani was killed.
But you got to have a strategy. Yeah, like Pete Buttigieg, he's got a strategy. I'm going to make you understand the silly nature of what Buttigieg said by just telling you that Donald Trump's strategy began the moment he took us out of the nuclear deal with Iran. Currency of Iran in the toilet. First thing. Then they started posturing. Back and forth, back and forth. We were monitoring with a drone. They shot down our drone. Oh, he took us out of the deal and he implemented sanctions. They shot our drone down. He increased the sanctions. Iran went into economic chaos. I know this. You know why I know? I have friends in Iran shipping me videos and information. This isn't speculation. I was in Paris with 70,000 Iranians 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We had a bomb threat. No, not a bomb threat. They captured two people in Brussels who were coming to bomb the event. It's not speculation. This is a fact. The rial dropped like you wouldn't believe. It's still down. It's way down. They got a new currency, the toman, that people, look, not just in Tehran and a couple of big cities in Iran, all over in as many as 142 cities, they had protests. It's been going on, folks, for, you want to know how long? 3 years. What does that coincide with? It coincides with the election of Donald Trump. That empowered the Iranians. It emboldened them. They wanted freedom. The same reason why you're watching in China and Hong Kong, the people are fighting there. They are stronger Americans than the leftists that live on terra firma in the United States of America. Both groups. I would trade these Iranians and these Chinese dissidents for any on the left. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We don't have a strategy. Donald Trump has locked up, frozen billions of dollars from the Iranians that they had unfettered access to. He warned every country on the planet. He said, look, you've been getting away with getting around our sanctions through these tricky ways, bringing stuff in through Syria, etc. We know. We got drones looking. When we capture stuff, if we find out you're involved, you will not do business with the United States. He didn't threaten to bomb them. He threatened a nuclear bomb of economic proportions. Because he said, Germany, let me catch you doing business with Iran. For the first time in my life, I saw the Saudis say, we are out of Iran. We are doing nothing in Iran. We support President Trump's Iran policy. You want a strategy, Buttigieg? I'll give you a strategy. So Donald Trump has the economy broken down. Now, so you could argue, I'm going to play devil's advocate. You could say, well, Kevin, it's hurting the Iranian people. It sure is. And you know what? They don't mind. Oh, it's tough. But you know what they hate? They can't do anything about their regime. So finally, somebody is helping them. And you know what they're willing to do? They're willing to sacrifice. Same thing you're doing. When you take the hits, you sacrificed under Obama so that you could get to somebody that cared about this country, and your sacrifice paid off because you got a savior. And you know what Iran's getting? The Iranian people, they're getting a savior. The guy you elected is going to save their butts, the Syrians' butts, the Ukrainians' butts, and a whole other bunch of world people's butts. That's who Donald Trump's going to save. Because of you. Because you made the right choice. You pushed the right button. I was looking at a tweet, and a black lady said, I showed the movie 13 Hours to some Democrat black friends of mine. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe Donald Trump's response versus Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They watched that movie. She says, you know what they told me? They said, we want you to get us registered as Republicans. Tell us how to register as Republicans. Folks, it's that easy. It's that easy. Donald Trump says, we took action to stop a war. We didn't start a war. The war's been going on. And you know what I did? I jumped in the middle of it. I stopped this stupid arrangement that was going to let the Iranians build a nuclear missile. Then I imposed sanctions. I reimposed sanctions that never should have been lifted if we had a real leader. And then I doubled down on it. We started spying on them. We knew what they were doing to get around the sanctions. They shot our drone down. I imposed more sanctions. And you know what they did? They openly mocked us. They openly tried to kill diplomats. They've openly killed U.S. soldiers. Give terror in regions where we're fighting. Putting people, killing us. I mean, maiming U.S. citizens and military people. Exporting terror all around the world. And you know what I did? I bombed the sucker that did it. And you know what I'll do next? Send in the next clown. Send in the next clown. Because you know what will happen to him? He too is going to feel the wrath of the U.S. military. There will be no safe space for you. Because Donald Trump says, I'll hunt you down. And I'll bomb the you-know-what out of you. Oh, but the Democrats are mad. He didn't tell us. Why didn't he tell us? Why would he tell a terrorist what he's about to do? Him not telling Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the Gang of Eight and whoever else wanted to be. Why not tell Ilhan Omar or Tlaib? Why not let them know? Or why not just call the Taliban or somebody else? They want to know what Donald Trump did. What is his strategy? His strategy is so clear the Democrats can't even see it. You want to know how clear Donald Trump's strategy is? It's this clear. Donald Trump says, you know, these Mexicans are bringing in gang leaders, drugs, they're human trafficking, and they're bad people. They're bringing it. There's a faction of them who are bad people. And we're going to stop it. We're going to build a wall. We're going to make it much more difficult for you to get in. We're going to make it a lot easier for you to get out, and people are going to be punished and on and on. You know how clear he was with this? And the Democrats are like, we don't understand it, man. It's too clear. What's his strategy for the border? It's a completely chaotic system that he's setting up at the border. And Trump says, no, it isn't. Let me explain it again. I'm going to build a wall that's going to be a big, beautiful wall that's going to keep 90 to 95% of these people from ever getting ready to come in. And if you get in, I'm going to impose all kinds of penalties and things that are going to make sure you have to get the heck out. Is that not simple enough for you? What's he going to do, man? The man's got no strategy. He's got no tax strategy. He's got no trade strategy. He's got no currency strategy. He doesn't have an economic strategy that's winning for America. Oh, but he's winning. If you look at the stock market, people are getting more and more jobs. Unemployment is at record lows, and consumer confidence is super high. But he's got no strategy, man. See, that's what they do. They just whine and cry like a bunch of babies. Trump has the best strategy for Iran. He's weakened them. It's like fighting somebody with the flu. I don't know if you've been in sports and you've ever been really sick. Or maybe I know you've been sick because you're a human being. So have you ever been really sick and you were just doing a basic activity? Basic stuff. Like you were a runner. You would go out, you'd run a couple miles every day or whatever. And you get the flu. And you go, oh my God, I just don't want to run. I can't run today. Nobody's mad at you. Well, let me tell you what it is. Iran has the flu, a very, very bad flu. It's an economic and financial flu. They cannot fight. And here's the deal. It isn't going to last a week or two. They've got mono. It's going to last a long time because Donald Trump made sure they were sick. He weakened them to the point where they're going, it's like he's been giving them arsenic a little bit every day. And they're like, I just can't even move. I don't even want to move. And the Democrats are going, what's your strategy? What are you going to do? They got no money. They got the military spending is all but gone. None of that stuff's going to work against us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.